The theme song to the classic sitcom The Jeffersons, performed by Jennifer Hudson on ABC's Wednesday Night Special. She was one of many star actors tapped for a live restaging of The Jeffersons and All in the Family. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans was watching. Eric, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing great.
All right, great. So ABC this week tried an experiment with this live redo of All in the Family and The Jeffersons. Let's hear some more of it. Jamie Foxx here playing the iconic George Jefferson showed us exactly how live it was.
Ever since I was a little boy, I would always beg my mother for a little brother. But you know, we were broke. So it's live. Everyone sitting at home just think their TV just messed up.
I love that. He just breaks out of character entirely. What'd you think, Eric? All-star cast, by the way.
Yeah, all-star cast. Well, it worked out well for ABC. They drew over 10 million viewers, and it was the number one show on network television that evening. So I expect that we're going to see more of this. It seemed to get generally positive reviews. I was a little more mixed because I grew up with these shows. And as great as Woody Harrelson and Jamie Foxx are as performers, they're not Sermon Hemsley and Carol O'Connor.
Yeah.
And so there was something missing there for me, because once you see other actors do those lines, you realize that so much of the humor in the lines that they were given was what the performers did with it. And Jamie Foxx is amazing, but he was basically doing a bad Sermon Hemsley impression, and Woody Harrelson wasn't even trying to do an impression of Carol O'Connor.
Yeah.
So it was a little weird. But it was, for people who are nostalgic for the show, I think a lot of people enjoyed it. It got rave reviews on social media, and mostly I saw critics seem to like it.
And it seems like the actors actually tried very hard to be faithful to the original script. Do you think that was a mistake?
Well, I think changing it by tweaking it would have been an even bigger mistake. At least they could say, hey, we're doing the scripts the way they were originally done, to see what they sound like to modern ears. And I think for the most part, it kind of translated. There were several jokes that I think referenced people and politicians that folks don't necessarily know right now, especially younger people. But, you know, the way Archie talked about people of color and talked about Jewish people and all of that, you know, everybody knows that character is a bigot with
– he was racist, right? Yeah.
Is a bigot who was bigoted because he was ignorant, you know? I think the important thing about Archie Bunker was that he was a bigot because he didn't know any better. And I would fault Woody Harrelson a little bit in not being that sort of – bringing out that lovable side of the character where you might – excuse some of the things he's saying because, he's like your crazy uncle. He just doesn't know any better. But everybody else in the show treats, Archie that way. And so I think he comes off that way anyway.
We mentioned the star power. Why do you think these types of projects draw such big names?
I think for the actors, it's a tremendous challenge, to go in and nail something like this live. And I think you really saw the difference between sitcom veterans and actors who weren't necessarily sitcom veterans. You know, Sean Hayes came in and had one scene and nailed it.
My best friend was my nanny. Wonderful woman, nanny. She'd tell me fairy tales for hours, and I would sit in her lap and pull the hairs out of her chin.
He is so used to, working in the sitcom environment. I think one reason Jamie Foxx did better portraying George Jefferson is because his early days in show business were spent in sitcoms and in these kind of sketch shows. Mm. Marissa Tomei stepped up really well. I thought she did a great Edith Bunker.
Edith, look at this toast. It's stone cold.
Oh, I'm sorry, Archie. It was warm when I made it.
That would have been a good time to serve it to me then, huh?
No, you weren't awake then.
But for me, again, I'm a little harsher on this than some of the critics. I felt like a lot of the, Ike Barinholtz and some of the other actors, they were cool, but I wasn't particularly impressed with them. But I think Starz wanted to do it because it was a cool project. It was something that no one had done before. You knew it was going to get a lot of attention. And there's a lot of affection for both of these shows out there.
As you say, ABC got some praise for this project, but it looks like they've been struggling overall. The network season TV numbers are out, and ABC's ratings are down. Do you think that this is an answer to try to solve that problem?
Well, definitely. ABC has been in flux. You know, once Disney bought big parts of Fox, they imported some of the people who ran their television division and put them in charge of ABC's, Disney's TV division. And so it's not a surprise that their ratings might have been hurt because they weren't able to focus on the shows necessarily, and that they would try a project like this as a way to figure out some new things they could do that maybe ABC hadn't been considering before. You know, ABC is down, NBC is on top, even though they didn't have the Olympics or the Super Bowl, which is kind of interesting. Now, ABC is also a network that doesn't have football. It's the only network that doesn't have NFL football games. And I think that also affected their ratings because all the other networks did better in 18 to 49, and sports can help a lot with that.
NPR TV critic Eric Deggans, thanks.
Thank you.